Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A bear cub is foraging along the bank of the Taku River in southeast Alaska. He rolls over a log, revealing a 4-inch long, dark brown salamander nestled in the mud. He gives it a sniff, but this is a long-toed salamander, and it secretes noxious proteins in its moist skin, a defense that makes it taste bad. Long-toed salamanders are also capable of autotomy. Its tail can break off and wiggle, creating a squirming decoy while the salamander slinks away. That's not required in this case. The bear cub, deciding the tiny morsel is not very appealing, ambles on and catches up to his mother, and the salamander burrows into the mud until it's once again hidden. Long-toed salamanders are found around the Taku and Stikine rivers in southeast, where they presumably made their way down from British Columbia. Newts are more common, although only one species, the rough-skinned newt, is found in Alaska, and also only in southeast. Long-toed salamanders are true to their name, and the fourth toe on each back foot is noticeably longer. As adults, they're rarely seen because they live a subterranean lifestyle, digging and feeding on insects and worms in forest soils and decaying logs. As amphibians, they're also aquatic and eat tadpoles and small fish. In warmer climates, long-toed salamanders are active all winter. However, during the winter months in colder parts of its range, long-toed salamanders burrow underground and hibernate in clusters of a dozen or so individuals. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.